This is Lewis Navalier. It is Wednesday, June 30th. Well, we have a lot to be thankful for this quarter. We ended on a very, very strong note. You may have noticed a lot of our stocks are exhibiting relative strength. There's two reasons that's been happening. One is we had the annual Russell realignment that was finalized on Friday. So on Monday and even yesterday, a lot of stocks were going up because they were being added to the Russell 2000 index. So that helped a lot of our small cap stocks. But the other big news this quarter is, of course, growth is back in fashion. And that started with the commodity crunch that China released a lot of their stockpiled commodities, and that put downward pressure on commodities briefly. That caused a big shift to growth. It did help that a lot of our growth stocks did have very good earnings, and that really helped growth come back with a vengeance. And in large cap management, we had literally the best month in 21 years relative to the overall market. So that's a very, very good sign. Now, of course, today's the last day for quarter end window dressing. A lot of our stocks have been exhibiting relative strength as professional managers nibble on our stocks as they want to look good when they go do their client reviews in the upcoming weeks. And then finally, this is the last day of the quarter when a lot of ETFs are naturally buying our stocks. There's active ETFs, they're like mutual funds, and then there's ETFs that realign every 90 days. And so we're benefiting from that 90-day realignment because a lot of our stocks are under accumulation. But as we enter into the 4th of July weekend, I expect a positive tone to the market. And then I expect after the 4th of July weekend, we might kind of have to pause just briefly. And then we reload going into the second quarter announcement season. The earnings will be stunning. And the main thing I want you folks to know is the big news out there, believe it or not, isn't what's going on with our stocks and everything, is what's happened to the 10-year Treasury. The 10-year Treasury yield has fallen. And I mentioned on Fox Business today that their demand for corporate bonds is relentless. And there is a theory brewing out there that as more and more companies borrow in the corporate bond markets, they're actually pushing Treasury yields lower. I mean, there's just a fight for yield out there. There's almost a panic to grab yield before rates go negative because it sure looks to like a lot of people that we're going to be going down this experiment of modern monetary theory, which Europe has done, and that resulted in negative rates. And they couldn't raise rates even if they wanted to. Okay, so maybe they'll raise the federal funds rate, short-term rates, 0.25% a year from now or late next year. That's a year and a half from now. But the fact that bond yields actually went lower as inflation came out, it just says a lot. And I feel very, very good where we're at right now. That low interest rate environment is just fueling stock buybacks. You know, the buybacks announced this year are at a 22-year high. And it wasn't that long ago that my average stock would disappear in 17 years from buybacks. And we may be approaching that again. And of course, when companies buy their stock back, their earnings per share go up. But the low interest rate environment is just incredibly bullish for stocks. As far as GDP growth goes, we're tracking over 8% for the second quarter, an acceleration from the first quarter. But the rest of the year looks like good 6% GDP growth. A lot of it's those supply chain bottlenecks. A lot of things are in the pipeline. So again, I feel very good where we're at. I hope you enjoy the second quarter. I know that it was a lot easier in the second half than the first half, but it's good stocks always bounce back. Money always flows to the stocks with the best earnings. And of course, the analyst community has been wonderful. They've been revising their earnings estimates higher for a lot of our stocks. So I hope you feel really, really good about where we're at right now. And the main thing is, hang on, enjoy the ride, folks. It's going to be a lot of fun here next few weeks. So it's Louis Navalier. I just want to give you an update on the market's gyrations this week, but it's all good for us. And have a wonderful 4th of July weekend. Take care, everybody.